USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Congress heads home for the weekend, the full House is expected to debate and vote on articles of impeachment of President Trump next week. President Trump at the White House discusses the possibility of a long trial, then in the Senate.
I wouldn't mind a long process because I'd like to see the whistleblower who's a fraud. The whistleblower wrote a false report. And I really blew it up when I released the transcript of the call.
U.S. import prices are rebounding after a drop in October. According to the Labor Department, prices increased by 2%. That's up from a drop in 5% in October. And if you're the superstitious type, it is Friday the 13th. Today is the second Friday the 13th of the year, coming just 13 weeks after the last one. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can say through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
They say Black Friday and Cyber Monday were record-setting, but the Commerce Department says November retail sales came in lower than expected. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The government says retail sales only rose by 0.2% last month, much lower than the 0.5% increase experts had predicted. Americans cut back on discretionary spending, and that could lead economists to dial back their economic growth forecasts for the fourth quarter. The report also revised data for the retail sales number in October, showing it actually increased by 0.4% rather than the 0.3% as previously reported. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Rockdale County Sheriff's Office is confirming that it has a suspect in custody from today's shooting at a Georgia factory. They are also announcing the victim in this morning's shooting has died. The shooting took place at Dark Container Corporation, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
China says it's agreeing to phase one of a trade deal with the United States. The country's vice commerce minister said significant progress was made and the Americans have agreed to remove some tariffs it had placed on $360 billion worth of goods. James Carafano is with the Heritage Foundation and he reminds us.
When you look at what a president wants, having momentum, what this does, getting the phase wheel done, getting the threat of tariffs off the table, this brings stability and certainty to the markets, to the American people, and that's what they're looking for through November.
In a recent op-ed in the Washington Post, former Attorney General Eric Holder argues that current Attorney General William Barr is unfit to be the Attorney General and has lost his reputation as a respected lawyer. Matthew Whitaker was the interim attorney general in between Jeff Sessions and William Barr. He tells Fox News.
Mr. Holder's been out there playing in state redistricting fights and trying to change legislatures like in Virginia.
He's been effective.
Yeah, he's been effective, but he is a highly partisan person who, as attorney general, was there to protect Obama and did all sorts of things to make sure that Obama was successful.
Whitaker also reminds us that no one made a big deal when Loretta Lynch was seen with Bill Clinton on the tarmac back before the 2016 election. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.